All right. We're going to talk for a few minutes about the election and then let the teens go. I thought you'd probably be good if you hear this. I've not talked much about it because I just wanted to make sure I had the right perspective, God's perspective on it. And so this may be an unusual approach that I'm about to take to talk about it, but I want to throw it out there as your pastor, and you can take it before the Lord and digest it. Everybody, it's all in the news. How can you avoid it? All about the election. This thing is much, what's happening is much bigger than who becomes president. That's the first point. It's about exposing systematic corruption at a level that's been there for decades. Maybe almost all of the Democratic Party and probably about 75% of the Republican Party. I mean, what's happening in Georgia with our top two officials, there's something not right there. And so this whole thing is not just about who's getting to be president. God is working at a much deeper level and a much deeper plan than who gets to be president. He is working at a level to expose systematic corruption, not just on turning up an election, but on taking money, being bought by foreign governments, and so many things that's just has been there for a long time that has corrupted our country. See, America was called to be a country of justice. And we've not fully fulfilled that calling. We could talk for an hour about that, but I'm just going to throw that out there. We can talk about it later. But it was called to be a country of justice and light, and we are not doing that in so many ways. So that's the first thing you got to realize. This is bigger than just an election. It's about making right, righteousness brought back into a nation and things that are hidden by both parties and by many people in between. That's the first thing. The second thing is this, and I want to throw this out. Let me read to you Amos 3:7. It says, "Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets." I wasn't planning on sharing on any of this. And about 10:30 last night, the Lord said, "I want you to share on this because we're warriors in here. We're Christians wanting to see a bigger picture, not just get through the week, but to be partners with God." So this is all about partnering with God. He's wanting to clean up more than just who gets elected. He's wanting to clean up, you know, just corruption at so many different levels, wrongness at so many levels. And he's wanting to expose more than just who got elected. He's wanting to put right. "But surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets." Now, this is the part you may or may not have heard about before, what I'm going to share. This is the major reason I'm sharing. Every prophet I know and I respect around the world and in this country, Hank Kuhneman, Johnny Enlow, Dutch Sheets, Kim Clement, who's gone on with the Lord, Mario and Marilla, every single one without an exception, now listen to me, this is a key point, has predicted for a long time and has not changed their mind about Trump having a second term. Not in 2024, but in 2020. Okay, this is not about Trump. This is about, if he is not reelected, this is a bigger picture what God's trying to do. God is trying, I've said it for weeks, God is trying to raise the discernment of Christians and the belief and the hope for Christians. Most Christians are judging everything by the false prophecies coming out of the news media. That is their voice. On one side, you have almost every news media prophesying what they're prophesying. This is what you got to see. Rise above. On the other side, every major prophet has said he's going to get a second term. Okay. We have to step back and go, Is the office of prophet legitimate for today? If so, which voice are we going to listen to? Because this is where it's at. If Trump is not reelected, the prophets, there is no office of prophet in this country. This is a big deal. It will be set back decades. Because every one of them is saying this is what God's saying without exception. Maybe they all heard it as wrong. But the bigger picture is this. The office of prophet, we might as well give up on it. You realize how big of a deal this is. It's not just something, some simple prophecy. Every single one of them that I know of has said this. So, it is setting up for an epic battle. It is an epic battle right now. Are we going to believe the prophecies in the news, or are we going to believe the prophets of God? And he's asking Christians, am my offices valid? Am my voice valid? Is this a speaking? Because as we said, surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plans to his servants, the prophets. I'm going to throw out to you, this is where we're at. We're at a Haman and Esther moment. Because I'm telling you, I've been following the news. There is no way in the natural Trump can get reelected. Maybe you voted for Biden. That's not the issue I'm making right now. The issue is, if he's not reelected, the entire prophetic, not prophetic like prophesying over people, prophets, it has been 100% wrong on major issues of today, and we might as well not listen to them going forward. This is an y'all understand what I'm saying? This is an epic battle. And it will, or he's right. This is no different than Esther and Haman, if you remember the story. Esther was called to be a voice to the king. She exposed the plot. Right before she exposed it, Haman was the right-hand man to the king, and they were going to kill every Jew in the kingdom. They had already gotten the gallows built. It was that close. The day before, every Jew was going to be kinged, or every Jew was going to be killed. He used Esther, with Mordecai's influence, to expose corruption at the top. And why did he wait till the day before? Because he wanted every bit of corruption revealed. And revealed all the way to the top. I believe, and you have to take it before, I believe that's what he's doing now. If he just wanted him elected, he could have already resolved many of these court cases. He could have had the Supreme Court, which has denied two cases. I believe he is drawing this thing out, maybe even before the day of inauguration, to have everybody's cards shown and revealed like an Esther and Haman moment, so that they can reveal corruption, not just get a president elected. Another example of this is Moses at the Red Sea. How many of you would say the Israelites were God's children? And through the 10 plagues, he got them out of slavery. 400 years of slavery. And then he leads them out in victory, but he leads them to the Red Sea between the mountains, water in front of them, and the Egyptian army right behind them. There was no way in the natural. They were dead. Very much parallels now. And so, in the natural, he's not going to get elected. So that means every prophet is wrong. Why should we listen to him again? Or we can back up and say, are we going to listen to the false prophecies, look at the Red Sea in front of us, and believe what God is saying? And you're going to have to make that own decision yourself. It's hard for me to look in the natural and not get depressed. But I believe the prophets are right, and he's wanting to expose corruption and kill off the heads of this thing that are some of them, many of them are still hiding. What do we need to do? Exodus 14, 13 through 14. This is what Moses said to the Israelites at the Red Sea. And this is a word, I think, for us. I know it is for me. Exodus 14, verse 13. They're at the Red Sea. They're murmuring, let me go back into bondage. How many Christians have already given up? How many Christians have already said we're messed? And it's not about the present. It's about the policies. I mean, you know, the person he just appointed, Biden, for HHS, Health and Human Services, is the most pro-death person you can have in that position. I mean, they're for abortion after the baby's born. It's a total reversal of policies of whatever. And so that's a policy, I don't care, it's just demonic. It's modern-day Baal worship. And but anyway, Exodus 14, 13. Moses answered the people who are murmuring, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again." Okay, you think about where they were at the sea. How? Okay, maybe we get delivered, but we'll never see them again? They had little idea that they were all about to drown. I believe we're at that historic moment in our nation where he is wanting to not just get a president elected, he is wanting to remove the corruption, and everything that goes along with it in this country. And we never see them again. But he has to expose them. Verse 14, now here's a word for us. That's encouragement. Verse 13, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. In other words, be quiet. Huh? So, let me throw this out at you. This is maybe out there, but I think it's interesting. George Washington had a vision in 1777. How many of you have heard this? You can go out there to ushistory.org and find it. You can Google George Washington's vision, 1777. ushistory.org's got a good write-up on it. They were getting killed. They were fighting for their country. They were in the midst of the winter, you might have heard about. They had shoes. They had no shoes in the midst of the winter. They were literally starving to death. Those that had shoes were taking the leather out, boiling them down to eat it to fill their stomachs. They had no hope. And he told his second in command, "I'm going into the tent. I'm paraphrasing this vision. Have nobody bother me." He went in. He immediately saw somebody in the tent. He didn't realize it was an angel. He goes, "How'd you get in here? How'd you get in here?" He kept questioning him how he got in there. And then finally he went into this vision. He saw three major challenges for the Republic. The angel, before he gave him the vision, called him son of the Republic. The Republic had been declared, but it had not been won yet. Son of the Republic. The first one he saw was the major challenge that they were in then. I don't remember the details now, but he said, you will make it through. And we know he did. The second one, he saw the Civil War. He saw brothers fighting against brothers. And then finally, the sword of the Lord came down and said, enough, and ended it. The third vision he saw, the angel said, this is the most terrible attack against your republic, more than these other two. And I believe he saw today. He said, I saw black, ominous clouds coming from every nation of the world. This corruption that's in our country is in all of the nations, is in a lot of the nations of the world. It goes way beyond elections. It goes to child trafficking. It goes to all kinds of things. It basically goes to occultic worship in many ways. It is all through the countries of the world. That's why so many worlds have hated the last 4 years. But he said he saw black, ominous clouds coming from every nation of the world attacking this country. And there was just, it was just covered, deep darkness covered the earth. And he said, then all of a sudden, he said, I saw 1,000 points, I don't remember if it was lightning or light, break through the clouds, and the Lord break the power that was not only over our country, but over the world. I believe we're in that. Now, time will tell. But I believe we're in that because if we go into the next administration with its policies, we will not be a republic anymore. And you can go and look up these things if you're not familiar with the packing of the courts, adding 2 more states, open borders, no ID at all, which is still is that way in many states on voting. We will not be a republic. We'll be a country, but we will not be a republic. It's just, this is a no-brainer. This is not any great spiritual discernment. And so that's why I think it's the attack against the republic. And so I'm just saying, I choose to believe. This is the Esther Haman moment. This is a Moses at the Red Sea moment, because I choose to believe every prophetic voice that I've come to grow and respect and see. I do not believe that every one of them, I mean, we're talking dozens. We're not talking 4 or 5. Where I just mentioned a few names as we were sitting here talking. I believe they could not have all missed the Lord like that. Or we've got made even bigger problems. That they're all hearing from the Lord. And I've listened. I paid attention. I said, well, not one of them has backed off on it because of pressure. Because they said, we're that strong of hearing the Lord. So I'm telling you, be still. This is much bigger than an election. This is about removing corruption in our country. And we're going to see, I believe, a miracle very close to like what happened at the Red Sea with Esther and Haman. And at this point, it is a God thing that can pull it off. There's almost no natural thing. So we're going to see really over the next 5 weeks. I know the electors are meeting tomorrow. God is not moved by dates. He'll move when he wants to move. It may be the day before the election. I don't know. But we're going to see God move because he does appoint people to offices and he does care about people elected. But he's even bigger on restoring this nation to the destiny that it had 400 years ago. Do you realize 400 years ago, I don't remember the date, I'm doing this off the top of my head, in October, 400 years ago in October, the Mayflower landed. I think it was October the 11th. I think it was, maybe it was November. Anyway, some of y'all, do y'all remember the date? I could look it up. It's either October the 11th or November the 11th. The Mayflower landed in America 400 years ago. How long were the Israelites in Egypt? I know to a prophet everything seems prophetic, but a lot of times it is.
Everybody knows I'm a big fan of Craig, but I want to say
11-11, 1620, Mayflower. Yeah, that's prophetic.
Yeah. I've seen that number every day for the last 10 years. On December 6th, I put out a post on Facebook that said, spiritual weather forecast, lightning storms.
Ooh, there you go.
On December 6th, I got to do it for Mom because I don't have the microphone. I put out a Facebook post that
said, let me get this on the recording here.
Spiritual weather forecast, lightning storms.
I've picked up that prophecy from, I forgot, I think he was a national prophet. He said, I'm going to fill the sky with lightning. Now go back to the George Washington vision. As if really you need convincing, but let me just describe in short the dark cloud that Craig's describing, because every single word he spoke bears witness. Did you know that Justin Trudeau invited members of the People's Liberation Army of China to do cold weather warfare training in Canada? the Chinese Liberation Army. I'm not judging the entire nation of China. I am saying that Justin Trudeau invited members of the People's Liberation Army, of Communist China, to Canada for warfare training. And their military canceled it, and he flipped his lid. I digress. Either the office of prophecy is legitimate or it is not. What I believe, as a disciple, not of Craig, but of Jesus Christ, is that Trump will be in office in January. No matter what the media says. And it's not about Trump at all. It's about righteousness that exalts a nation.